grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Good afternoon, Chris Fowley. Welcome to the BFM Studios.
Good afternoon, Johnny, and kia ora, everybody.
How's it going out there? Beautiful day up on K Road at the Hemp Store.
It is. It's beautiful out there. A little bit of a chill, of course. You're getting the weather report right in here. We try and mix it up with growing conditions. Bit of hail out west for me on a wake up.
Yes.
A bit like snow this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Thick blanket of hail.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you go. That's the risk of planting out a little bit too early. If you have,
is
just
anyone,
hold off a little bit. Protect those seedlings,
do
please.
Do you think, well, where are we? We're mid-August. Could you feasibly plant, like start the outdoor growing
Absolutely,
now?
Absolutely, yeah. Any time after the solstice. But of course, you've got to get through those colder times and that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, get off to a good start by a bit of protection and
okay.
out there. Mate, but still, let's not get distracted by that, please, Johnny, because the big news of the week, this is literally the biggest cannabis news in the New Zealand media this week. And what this is, the finding of the glitter turd and the bong at Gisborne Rubbish Tip, seriously has occupied the most media attention out of any cannabis story. When you just have to look on your average news website or pick up your phone and you've got record drug seizures constantly, this week again, murders, kidnapping, a whole lot of crap behaviour left, right and centre. But this is news, the finding of a bong, some weed, and a turd covered in glitter at the Gisborne Tip.
So they've done a random selection of people's rubbish, and they've like gone, they've rifled through the rubbish. I believe they probably, it's anonymous rubbish, and they've like
checked
100 bags
it.
And they're like, oh, well, look, here's a bong.
There'll be DNA in that turd, let's just say.
Did it say if it was glass or plastic?
I don't know. There was no photographic evidence. I was imagining, you know, the OJ bottle with a bit of garden hose. But I'd like to hear some rankings, people. If you can text in, we're taking a vote. Which was the more interesting nugget, as Stuff termed it? Was it the glitter turd or the bong? Vote now. And speaking of voting,
I was trying to picture both in my mind, a glitter turd or a bong. I was with you on the plastic one with a bit of garden hose. That's what I've had pictured, but I was just side by side both items.
It's very Kiwi, eh?
Yeah.
I love it. Speaking of voting, it's a good little segue into it's officially the election period.
Yes.
For Aotearoa New Zealand. It's kicked off on Saturday. The signs were straight up. And I would draw your attention to, and this, because this is on the Daily Blog, which also where Marijuana Media features, and Martin Bradbury, he's picked, well, what if you got a Labour-Green Māori Party government? What would be the pick of their policies?
Yes.
And right up the top of the pick of their policies would be a legalised cannabis market, generating $1.1 billion in revenue per year, while taking power from organised crime and allowing ring-fenced rehab programs for all drugs.
God, we're going through a bit of a rough patch. We just need some more tax revenue and some more employment opportunities for everyone, right?
Right.
A legalised cannabis market would be a, you know, like good kick up the butt for that one, you know?
Exactly, yes, yes. And two other stories relate to that, and that is Damien O'Connor. He was spruiking the government's support for the medical cannabis industry, talking about the jobs and the innovation and things that's created through their Sustainable Food and Fibre Futures Fund. Whew, I said it, and that was in the Herald just today. So he's, you know, ramping up the medicinal cannabis sector. So that's good that they're taking credit for it, and actually, you know, they are backing it, they are pushing it. And also in the Herald, Audrey Young gave ACT leader David Seymour a brickbat, the week's brickbat, for accusing a journalist of smoking weed before an interview. It's not okay, even while joking. Set some boundaries, Seymour, said Audrey Young. And,
what the heck is he up to? I've seen the ACT, speaking of the election, I've seen the ACT billboards pop up by my house. Restore law and order. Man, what's going on?
I guess
on,
it's a trigger kind of issue for them, and yeah, we'd have to ask them. And I would actually like to know a bit more about. In fact, Simon Courts, the thing about him being shot, which I've spoken about on the show here, because
yes.
I was at uni with him when it happened, and I can remember it. It was shocking. One of the reasons that I got involved in Normal. And but the Standard, I hadn't actually thought this, but the Standard wrote a little column. The Standard is a very left-leaning, Labour-supporting site, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But they're positing, is he actually a victim of dirty politics? Is this the National Party finding this out?
Why would the National Party go after the ACT Party? Because
they're getting too big.
The ACT Party's getting too big.
Taking votes off National.
Oh, really?
That's the theory behind
this. What seats? I mean, what seats apart from... What is it? Do they go for Epsom, the ACT Party? Yeah, they do, don't they? That's traditionally
theirs. They do, but they don't need to anymore because they're well over the 5%.
Okay.
Well over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay, so the National Party back at the dirty politics thing, potentially.
Well, this is the theory that the Standard's putting. Deep suspicion that their dirty tricks department has dug up some dirt, offering to the media and actors in damage minimisation response, decided to front foot it.
Okay, where's Nikki Hager?
So there you go. We've put it out there. Well, I haven't put it. I'm just repeating it.
Yeah.
But it'd be great to know a bit more about what's going on.
Yep. All right.
So there you go. Anyway, it's all, you know, hopefully cannabis can actually, you know, remain an issue through the election.
Yes.
And the thing really, all that people really need to do is...
Do you think it is going to be an issue when both the Labour Party and the Greens are acting slightly more centre-ish?
Well, it's just constantly in the news, isn't it?
Mm.
As we're talking about every week. And here we have these politicians kind of bringing it up.
Yeah.
You know, Damien O'Connor bringing it up, that kind of thing. So, I think it will be an issue. And as I say, all you really need to do is if you see them out and about, which you tend to do at this time of year, they're at your farmer's market or they're walking through the mall or something. Or just some helper, whoever it is in the t-shirt.
They're there to be spoken to.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's why they're
out.
Line.
Just tell them that cannabis is important and it will affect the way that you vote.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say anything else. And just put that idea in their head. And
we're lucky enough to have access to these people in New Zealand. You know, they're not behind a big security team. They're there to be spoken to.
Well, especially when they're out campaigning.
Yeah.
And wanting our vote. And so just tell them that it's important.
Yeah.
And but, you know, if two or three people do it a week, then it becomes a big issue. That's literally the scale of it. So you can make a difference by just speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, next. This might get a few people thinking. This was a study that came out in Canada, published in the BMJ this week. And that is that cannabis use off hours not associated with workplace accidents. And something that, of course, we know.
That is something that I, you know, it's just...
It's kind of common sense,
yeah.
But therefore, it undermines the whole rationale for workplace drug testing, which is only ever going to pick that up.
Yes.
You know, they're only testing for inactive metabolites of cannabis. They can't, by design, detect impairment for people who are high on the job. They're not looking for it. They can't pick it up.
Yes.
But yeah, it's good to have the actual data. It's another thing that you can actually do when it's legal, in Canada, get access to this good data. But it did coincide the spin-off locally. They had an article on the job, three people using drugs at work. And as they talk about in there, it's not always about getting high. Some people, as they say, it's quite a good quote. Not everyone uses drugs to get high. For many, using as a way to get through another day in a stressful environment, find the confidence to face a crowd or deal with physical pain.
Yes.
Yeah, so check that out. That's on the spin-off. And they've also got some good kind of advice, little harm reduction advice for people who are working and using drugs. And of course, obvious things like don't be impaired at work. Don't operate machinery or drive to work while you're impaired. But I quite like this one. Be aware that drugs can affect how you perceive yourself and the world around you, which can make interacting with other people difficult.
Yes, yeah.
We've all been there.
I could vouch for that sometimes. Chris, we had a couple of texts come through. I reckon we should just rattle through these. Chris Fowley could make an entire... Chris Fowley could smoke an entire pound of weed before going on air and still make more sense than David Seymour, who is nothing more than a cliche in an ill-fitting suit.
That sounds like a challenge, and I'm up for it. Thank you, listener.
Another question for you, Chris. Will National repeal the medical cannabis? Question mark. And also, there was glitter poo? But yes, there was. Do you reckon National?
Still waiting for the photo.
Well, I mean, National business focus, right? They wouldn't repeal something which has got potential to, you know, be a positive impact as far as commercial business and tax revenue.
Yeah, I think so. And if we think back to the medical cannabis law when that was going through, they were competing with each other to be the most supportive, you know. So adult use is one thing. I don't see them going backwards a lot, but we have these changes that are really going to shake up and unlock the sector, and they're not through yet. And you might find some changes there. You know, they might not happen or whatever. But also, as Russell Brown pointed out the other week, when that law was going through, Shane Retty, who's still the health spokesperson, he was very much against the flower, and he was calling it loose leaf. And their version of the bill had no allowance for flower. And the issue there is 80% of patients, that's what they're using and what they're preferring. So if you don't provide for them, you're locking them out.
Yeah. Mm. Now, right. What else was in the news, Chris Valley?
Well, that's kind of like the big ones, but there's a little kind of roundup, I guess, and that's, you know, watch out on TV3 for Boba Fett and Cheryl West stopping the biggest shipment of meth landing on the Far North Beach. Of course, that's Tim Morrison and Mel.
So it's based on true. It's based on that.
There you go.
I saw it. And I was just
preventing it. Yeah, so that's on now. And Indonesia just burnt 20 tons of cannabis found by drones up in the jungle. Oh, lovely.
I thought it was legal in Indonesia. Or was that Thailand?
Oh, no.
Sorry, don't get confused.
Yeah, don't get confused. Okay. Do not get confused.
No, Thailand, sorry.
Let's see. Kid Cudi, if we remember him, he's the latest US music superstar to talk about psychedelics. So we talked about the politicians before, how you know, people like David Seymour, just getting back to him, when he was doing his whole what are you kind of on thing with the Juno, he then fessed up that he had used it himself. In his youth, of course.
Used cannabis.
In their youth.
Oh.
And all it did was make him hungry.
Yeah,
and there's your politician's confession, eh? They can never enjoy it. It was just, it made me hungry, or it was an experiment. Didn't do it again.
Whatever.
Meanwhile, in the USA, of course, Wiz Khalifa is opening the Major League Baseball last week, pitching high on shrooms. And so there you go. That's kind of the new benchmark, people. We want to see our politicians doing that kind of thing.
Yes, yeah.
Come on.
Sounds good to me, Chris.
Chloe? Dom Harvey, because, you know, was he on the edge or something? So this is the where we're at now.
Harvey. The name was familiar to me. I was like, okay, got you.
This
Dom
week's
Harvey.
Women's Weekly.
Hmm.
So this is where we're at, David Seymour and co. With the Women's Weekly, Dom Harvey is taking gummies with his 72-year-old mum to run the Boston Marathon.
Okay.
So there's your new reality. Let's stop, like, pretending you just did it in your youth and only made you hungry.
Yes.
More like, I ran the Boston Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So that's it for me. I would just like to close by saying thank you very much to Abe and Co, who organised the Whakamana Cannabis Museum Gala opening last weekend. It was historic. It was great. I hope everything worked out and it's going to become a... I haven't heard, you know, but I hope it's going to become a permanent thing.
Yep.
I believe that everyone got tickets, became an automatic members. Mm-hmm. You've got your kind of base membership there.
Yep.
And it was at Hope Town Alpha, if people hadn't heard. And there was stalls and information and great performances from a whole lot of music. And a doctor there doing prescriptions, the pharmacist dispensing. And then a actual consumption area for people to consume their legally prescribed cannabis.
Is the pharmacist in the dispensary going to be there on a regular or occasional basis?
I believe that's the plan.
So we
should get Abe back on sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
Take us through it. So that was bloody good. Bloody good, eh?
Fantastic, Chris.
Well done, guys. And thanks very much. We'll see you next week.
Legend.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.